Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Receive, O Mary, Virgin pure, within your chaste and blessed womb, the saving word proclaimed for all, proceeding from the Father's mouth. The fruitful Spirit's shadow comes and fills you now with heaven's light, that you may carry Christ the Lord, the Father's own co-equal Son. She is the sacred temple gate, forever sealed and barred to all, yet for the heavenly Prince alone, the blessed threshold opens wide. Foretold by prophets long ago, and born before the morning star, the one proclaimed by Gabriel is Christ the Lord come down to earth. Rejoice together, angel hosts, let all the people sing for joy. The Most High comes a humble child to save and ransom what was lost. To you, O Christ, most loving King, and to the Father glory be, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. Amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephrathah we heard of the ark, we found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling, let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness, your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Come and rescue me, for you are my refuge and my strength. Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. let your prophets prove to be true. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If you keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever, here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce, I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Bless those, O Lord, who have waited for your coming. Let your prophet prove to be true. Turn to us, O Lord, make haste to help your people. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power, you have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Turn to us, O Lord, make haste to help your people. We eagerly await the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Lord God of power and might. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might. Ora dixiesi, quistas insignium populorum, superquem continepunt reges ossum, quem centes deprecabuntur veniat liberandum nos, iam noli tardare. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies, timensibus eium. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Ora dixiesi, quistas insignium populorum, superquem continepunt reges ossum, quem gentes deprecabuntur, veniat liberandum nos, iam noli tardare. Lord, may the world know your justice which the heavens proclaim. May your glory fill the earth.
Come, Lord Jesus.
For us you took upon yourself the weakness of man. Protect us with the strength of your own divine life.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come to those imprisoned in the darkness of ignorance. Show them the radiance of your own divine light.
Come, Lord Jesus.
In your humility as a man, you took away our sin. Now in your glory, grant us true happiness.
Come, Lord Jesus.
When you come in glory to judge us, gather the dead into your kingdom.
Come, Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who through the childbearing of the Holy Virgin graciously revealed the radiance of your glory to the world, grant, we pray, that we may venerate with integrity of faith the mystery of so wondrous an incarnation, and always celebrate it with due reverence, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.